This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, all right. Don't worry, I got you guys covered. Don't worry, I hear you. I hear you. I know Mother's Day's coming up. I know. I'm just as anxious about it also. I can't believe it. You're supposed to be, excited for, I'm a girl and I'm a mom. You're supposed to be excited that you're going to have a day where everybody dotes over you. But, I love my mom. I love my mom, but I'm stressing that I have to spend time with my mom. And I think we all are. And it's okay. It's okay. In fact, as a mom, I think some of us secretly like it. I think as a mom, we don't like apathy. I told you guys, what's the opposite of love? It's not hate. Hate is closer to love than you think because there's a passion involved with hate. The opposite of love is apathy. And if somebody is apathetic, like they don't really give a heart and dude, that drives the average mommy crazy. And so when my mom hears me complain every year on the air that, oh, God, it's Mother's Day. I got to find the flowers. I got to do this. I got to do this. Oh, we got that. Okay. I don't think she minds because at least I have a passion. It has nothing to do with her. I love my mom. It's just Mother's Day is stressful to me, just like Valentine's Day. And I think it's because there's this, underlying duty you have. You have to do something. You see, if I was going to have a day for me, and I talk about this with Father's Day all the time, we as moms and kids do Father's Day completely wrong. If dad really deserves a Father's Day, you leave him the hell alone. You let him sleep in. He could be in his underwear or naked all day, whatever he wants. He doesn't have to shave. Doesn't have to brush his teeth or shower if he doesn't want to. Can eat whatever the hell he wants. Can lay around the house all day and do nothing. Instead, what do we do for Father's Day? Oh, honey, wake up, the family's coming, my father's coming, your father's coming, we got to the barbecue, I need you to clean the backyard, we need to cook this, we need to do this, we need to do this, hurry, hose it down. And Father's Day is all about cleaning up, getting ready for a barbecue, and having other fathers in your house. So, same thing with Mother's Day. Mother's Day implies, it's all about mama. So mommy gets to do whatever she wants. No, because now you have all these other duties. And so I think what we need to do is we need to separate mom and your mom and your mom and separate all the moms into having, they're my kids. My kids feel like they're the mommies, even though the boys, they're the mommies of the cats. They're like, oh, do we get Mommy's Day? Cats are doing nothing for Mother's Day. So maybe we need to, maybe there just has to be a Dahlia Day. Maybe we have to do something like that. I don't know. But, if the average person doesn't really want to spend the holiday with their, their mother or their in-laws or their daughter, some moms really, you think my mom really wants to spend an afternoon with me? No. So, we celebrate the day wrong. Now, what's the history behind it? Why do we have such stress? Well, okay. So it was created by Anna Jarvis in 1908. Became an official holiday in 1914. Although she later denounced the commercialization as a way for stores to make money. But we've celebrated mothers and motherhood. Back to ancient Greeks and Romans, there were festivals to honor the mother goddesses Rhea and Cybele. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Or Cybele. And, but the most modern precedent for Mother's Day was the early Christian festival known as Mothering Sunday, according to History.com. So it was a tradition in the UK and parts of Europe. It fell on the fourth Sunday in Lent and was originally seen as a time when the faithful would return to their mother church, the main church in the vicinity of their home, for a special service. So it was called Mothering Sunday. Then it later turned a little bit more secular. Children would give their moms flowers and other tokens of appreciation. But then it started to fade in popularity until I think it started to get more popular in the 30s and 40s. So Anne Reeves Jarvis and Julia Ward Howe, all right? This is in the years before the Civil War. She started Mother's Day work clubs to teach local women how to properly care for their children. These clubs became a unifying force in the region. And then in 1868, she developed Mother's Friendship Day, where moms gathered with former Union and Confederate soldiers to promote reconciliation. Oh, wow. Union and Confederate soldiers together. And then Julia Ward Howe in 1870 wrote a Mother's Day proclamation calling to action that mothers unite in promoting world peace. And then in 1873, there was Mother's Peace Day written by Howe. And so looks like Mother's Day had its roots more for a political or a unionizing or a unifying sort of mission. And then the official Mother's Day holiday came from Anna Jarvis, daughter of Anne Reeves Jarvis. After her mom died in 1905, she wanted to make Mother's Day a way of honoring the sacrifices mommies made for their children. So she got some financial backing from Philadelphia department store owner John Wanamaker. And in 1908, she organized the first official Mother's Day celebration at a Methodist church in West Virginia. Thousands of people attended. And Wanamaker had the store thing going on, and it was a big, big hullabaloo, and it was pretty nice. So she actually remained unmarried, childless her whole life, saw the day added to the national calendar, and she had argued that American holidays were biased towards male achievements, so this started to allow us to honor a day for women. Many states started to adopt it in 1912, and then Woodrow Wilson in 1914 made it official. But Jarvis later didn't like what everybody was doing, where people were, you know, capitalizing on it, so she did have an issue with that. Floral industry went crazy with it, but, you know, flowers are nice. Just, you know, what do I want for Mother's Day? A steak? Maybe a strawberry daiquiri? And let me watch Netflix. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist opposed to will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Music. All right, but I love Del Shannon. Sorry. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, I think the World Health Organization is asking for our help. The World Health Organization now for months has been kind of telling us that this Ebola issue is not going away. And they've been telling us that their healthcare workers are under attack. I think one doctor was recently killed a week ago. Patient centers getting bombed, lit on fire. Vaccination campaigns disrupted. And I don't think we got the hint, because the World Health Organization is warning today. I mean, they can't be any more direct than this. saying it may not be possible to contain Ebola to the two affected provinces in the Eastern Congo if violent attacks on the health teams continue. This is as direct a statement as I've seen them make since this started in August. And I think they are just one tweet short. I mean, I don't know if they're tweeting this, but one tweet short of saying, guys, if you don't want Ebola in your backyard, come out here and help. So there's been violence for 9 months. We know this. That's not what American headlines are covering. It's all about Mueller and obstruction and Medicare for all and Trump's tweets and that's what's making the headlines here. Meanwhile, the second largest Ebola outbreak this world has seen is going on. Now, true, it's not as nasty as the 11,000 death toll we saw in 2014 and 2016, but I think we're already over 1,000. So we're a tenth of a way there. And this is different because there are attacks on the people trying to contain it, crippling the efforts. They say earlier this week, my militia fighters, I hope I pronounced that right, attacked the town of Butembo. And Butembo is like the epicenter of this latest Ebola crisis. An update also noticed that a burial team had been violently attacked after they interred an Ebola victim in the town of Katwa. The corpses of victims are highly contagious. So burial teams need to come together and actually choreograph a very aseptic way of burying somebody so that the spread of the virus doesn't, because most people that got infected in the earlier outbreak in 2014 to 2016 were infected when they were preparing the dead for burial. So to contain Ebola, what doctors are doing, whether it's Doctors Without Borders, whether it's Peace Corps, whether it's any of these do good missionaries that are going out there, do is, one is, if somebody is sick, you want to contain them. Quarantine, whatever the word for it. Okay, so you want to find the people that are sick. Then, whoever that person had a relationship with or exposure to, you need to then vaccinate, get that ZMAP, to everybody who that person had contact with. So you actually need to find those people, too, and bring them in. So you contain patient one or patient zero, and then you want to get the other patients who they had exposure to. Then you want to watch them for about 21 days. And you need to make sure that those people didn't have exposure to anybody else. So, now you have a sick person. That sick person has to be separated. That sick person has to be treated. Anybody who has contact with that sick person needs to make sure they're vaccinated and be watched as well. And the healthcare workers, they watch each other, but if anybody's sick, then they get contained. And then, if anybody dies, there has to be that burial process. If, let's say, that one sick person had 42 contacts, and two of those contacts can't be reached, there are people on the ground finding those two contacts. Now, man, that's just for one person. We're not talking about the other thousands that are right involved. And so, if those two people don't want to be found, that makes it harder. And remember, a lot of these cities aren't as connected, like with Facebook and social media and iPhones, like we are. So you're looking at this as, okay, well, that's kind of hard. People could be traveling, people could be hiding, people could be leaving, right? Fleeing, whatever. Now throw into the whole mix a group of militias attacking people who are vaccinating, attacking people who are trying to do these scouting missions, attacking people who are trying to treat. And then you have another force that is vaccinating people that haven't had any exposure. So now we try to do the preemptive attack, where what we're going to do is not let any of you guys get sick, So we're just going to start vaccinating everybody just in case some of the people who left or escaped or whatever don't infect you. So then they try to contain it by that sort of immunity, have a wall of immunity. So it's not easy. Now, they say nearly 5 days of Ebola response activities have been halted in Butembo, according to the World Health Organization. 5 days could allow hundreds to spread the disease. More. They say the ongoing violent attacks sow fear, perpetuate mistrust, further compound the multitude of challenges already faced by frontline healthcare workers. Without commitments from all groups to cease these attacks, it is unlikely that the Ebola outbreak will remain successfully contained in North Kivu and the Ituri provinces. So they are basically asking for us to get off our butts. David Millibrand, president of the International Rescue Committee, has met with healthcare workers in the regional capital of Goma this week. Some fear it could take another year to get the disease under control. The longer this is out of control, the more time for spread. Time is of the essence. Now, the outbreak has already killed. The death toll I'm looking up right now was 1,074 people. And it marks the first time that Ebola has struck inside a conflict zone. Eastern Congo has suffered decades of violence. Western Congo, or actually this was Western Africa, in Liberia, Sierra Leone, didn't have the violent issues that this outbreak does. And mind you, Ebola's been around since the 70s. It was discovered in the 70s. There's been smoldering cases, no more than 200-300 per outbreak. That's why this is the second biggest. So World Health Organization said today that an advisory group was now recommending that those at high risk of contracting Ebola be given 0.5 cc's of vaccine instead of a whole cc. They want the vaccine given more widely, including to those living in communities where there have been recent Ebola cases. About half of those dying have remained in their homes instead of going to Ebola centers. And if they die in their home, now people, you know, crying and hugging them and trying to take care of them. I mean, we need hazmat suits. We need reverse filtration. We need a whole setup. So isolating the sick, dealing with the caregivers, vaccinating everybody, it's tough. So the World Health Organization is asking for help. I don't know if anybody's listening. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're going to be watching this closely. I believe Denver has now made a move to decriminalize magic mushrooms. This came out this week. Voters in Denver said that psilocybin, or magic mushrooms, are legal. The initiative led by Decriminalize Denver passed by 1,900 votes for Ordinance 301. And according to the results, 89,000 people voted in favor of decriminalizing them, 87,000 voted against it. So it was tight. And the measure makes personal use of these by those over 21 lowest law enforcement priority. It doesn't necessarily maybe legalize it or permit its sale, but it doesn't look like you're going to be prosecuted. Now, it's a hallucinogenic. It's a hallucinogen. And they get it from fried, fresh, or dried mushrooms. Federally illegal since the 1960s. DEA calls it a Schedule 1. Links it with heroin, marijuana, LSD. But medical researchers notice that their cancer patients do well, and it treats their anxiety and depression. What everybody else is using it for in Denver, not too sure. So I would suggest we come up with a means to make sure we know if they're driving while they're shroomed. I don't know. We need to try. In medical school, they need to let us try these. So I understand what the hell is, like, so attractive about it. I hate mushrooms. Sure wouldn't get high from them. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he's in no hurry to strike a trade deal with China after U.S. tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods go from 10 to 25%. Republican Senator Martha McSally tells ABC 15 in Arizona something had to be done.
To crank up the pressure and have a breakthrough, because we can't have this hurt Americans while they're working through the negotiations. But for decades, they've been cheating, and it's been hurting Americans, and it is a national security issue. So hopefully we can get a breakthrough soon, so it's better for America and Arizona.
The FBI is now investigating the former owner of a Florida day spa. Cindy Yang used to own the spa in Jupiter, Florida, where New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft was arrested in March for alleged solicitation of prostitution. Now the FBI is conducting a corruption probe to determine if Yang illegally distributed money from China into President Trump's re-election campaign. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So I love history. I just do. I like, you know, I don't know, seeing what people were like decades ago and how we differ or how we're the same or, you know, how we've evolved. And this caught my eye. It's a test from 1924 given to high school students. Oh, you're going to hate this. They're going to hate this. All right. And it's a test that's been circulating. So 1924. So we're talking 95 years old. High schoolers 95 years ago were given this quiz. It's a quiz. And it's now being shared by PlayBuzz. And it originates from 1924. And people are trying to take it now. And they're not doing very well. Now, mind you, you and I haven't been in high school for a while. So maybe I would have gotten more of these answers right. But I think back to high school, and I don't remember learning a lot of this either. Okay, so here we go. Oh, boy. Okay, number one. Anna Karenina, is a book by, was it George Eliot, Charlotte Bronte, Charles Dickens, or Leo Tolstoy? Now, I would have guessed, okay, so if I was a high school student, I'd be like, well, Anna, that sounds Russian. Leo Tolstoy, maybe I'll pick that one. And that's the answer, but I never read Anna, I've never even heard of that book. Now, also, I went to 12 schools, 4 high schools. So maybe that was required reading in the 80s. I don't know, but never heard of the book. Who invented the printing press? Was it Isaac Newton? Was it Johannes Gutenberg? Was it Galileo Galilei? Or was it Charles Darwin? I think Gutenberg. I think all the other ones are way too old for that. I'd say Gutenberg. Okay. Yeah. Next. The First World War. Now, you guys have to get this one. When did the First World War end? Did it end in 1908, 1914, 1918, or 1912? 1918. And mind you, this was just like, what, 6 years later? So, you know, if a high school student didn't know that World War II just ended, that would be a problem. Okay, or World War I. Okay. Who is Hamlet? Now, we all read Hamlet. Was Hamlet a prince or a king? Now, I, back in high school, would be like, who gives a heart and doot? But Hamlet was a prince. To be or not to be, that is the question, whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the pain. I remember I had to memorize Hamlet, I just don't remember who he was. But he was a prince. What is the national currency of the USSR? Remember, this was from 1924. Was it the franc? Was it the pound? Was it the dollar or the ruble? So, obviously ruble. Europe's longest river. Is it the Danube or the Volga? I think it's the Volga. I don't want to get vulgar if I get it wrong. Yeah, okay, it was the Volga. All right. Which continent is covered in ice? Okay, that's easy. Is it America? Is it Asia, Antarctica, Africa? Okay, that's easy. All right, good. Athena is the goddess of wisdom, love, death, or revenge. I think Athena was wisdom. I got to look that one up. I think it was wisdom. Okay. Good. A pentagon is how many sided polygon? A pent. Is it 8, 5, 4, or 7? So pent is 5. A pentagon. And just, if you guys forget, just think of the pentagon. And then who helped the English from French soil in the 15th century? Was it Mary, Queen of Scots, Catherine the Great, Eleanor of Aquitaine, or Joan of Arc? Now, I don't recognize two of them. I do recognize Joan of Arc. And so I would probably say her. Okay, so I would have done okay. But those are some hard questions. Now, I have two high school. Well, I have a college student in high school. I could try giving them the questions. And they'd probably make jokes. You know, just like I did in school. But were we really at our smartest in high school? Somebody told me when I was in high school that that was the case. And that's when I started to have an attitude, coptitude, going, yeah, my parents know nothing. And then I would test them. I'd be like, well, you can't do this math. You can't find this integral. You can't find this area under the curve. You can't quote Hamlet and quote Shakespeare. And you learn so much in high school. You really are kind of at your most, you have some of the most knowledge then in high school. College started to, you'd say, well, you know you're most at college. For me, college, no. College was about, you know, supporting myself, trying to get into medical school, trying to just study for tests. I didn't really care about it. I just had to get through the test. Whereas, you know, you didn't have as many classes as you did in high school. So I don't know. And then medical school. Yeah, you're smart in medical school. But now, when I was in medical school, I wasn't watching sports. I don't think I watched one Super Bowl when I was in medical school. I really didn't know much about what was going on in the outside world. I mean, I knew what was happening with O.J. Simpson, and I remember Yitzhak Rabin getting shot and killed, and a couple other things that happened, but I really wasn't, the whole Monica Lewinsky thing, but I mean, I didn't have time to watch the news. 36-hour shifts, it's all about patience. You didn't have time to sit and watch the news. If I wasn't kicking back with a patient, which you really weren't supposed to do, I wouldn't get to watch any TV. So in medical school, you really kind of become a little narrow-minded and a little short-sighted because it's all about medicine. So, yeah, maybe I'm learning a hell of a lot about medicine, and damn, some of my best medicine was done right out of medical school. But doesn't mean it was the smartest. And so I bring this up because I think we are really underutilizing our high school students. You know, think about it for a second. In the olden days, your high school age, your teenager, would have started taking on a more bolder role in the family, maybe in the business, maybe started a family of his own. The teenager hasn't changed that much. I mean, society has caused a change. All right, well, you know, go to college, don't get married till after college, wait to have babies, go to school first. But, you know, I mean, I, thank God and bless, I got two strapping young lads. And what do they do all day? Do they help me cook? Do they help me clean? Do they help me build? Do they help, you know, bring money into the family and pay the rent? You know, are they propagating and making families? Are they, you know, what are they, you know, influencing, you know, this world and making the, no, they come home and they play Xbox and they study. And that's all I require of them to do. I have them clean the dog poop. I have them study for their finals because it's finals coming up. I have them do the dishes. And that's about it. And then all of a sudden they get in their 20s and 30s. And a lot of them really haven't done stuff. Maybe we need our high schoolers to have accomplished some things. Maybe every high schooler should know how to overhaul a truck or should know how to do all the major repairs that most people should know how to do in a house. They should know how to work a gun if they ever have to, you know, defend their family. They should know how to get a job. They should know what it's like to make money. I mean, we let the high schools determine the skills that our kids have. But many of them still can't speak a second language. Many of them still don't know how to deal with the boss. Many of them don't even get up before noon if they don't have to. And then all of a sudden, they're not teenagers anymore. They're in their 20s. And now they're on the path of starting to get older. And we lost out on some real good years where we could have really used them to do something. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Get ready for colder weather and take an extra 15% off. Give outerwear and boots for the family. Give Harry Potter sweatshirts and hoodies. And with an extra 15% off, a 6-quart Instant Pot is just $93.49. Plus, only at Kohl's, you get Kohl's cash to spend later. The more you give, the more Kohl's cash you get. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 15% offer valid November 7th through 15th with promo code KICKOFF15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So remember I told you guys that I had two cases of the mumps that I saw on telemedicine that I thought were mumps? One side of the face completely swollen. And they call in going, yeah, I don't know if it's an ear infection or a sore throat, but I got this swollen gland and my face seems hard. And I'm like, okay, whoa. This could be the mumps. Go and get seen. Get tested. It's an easy blood test because we need to find out. Well, the CDC says that there has been 736 cases of mumps. We're not talking measles. There's about similar numbers of measles. That's getting all the headlines. But we have almost the same amount of cases of mumps going around. As of April 26th, so the number is probably even higher, according to the CDC. There's been 310 cases alone in the last month. By the end of March, it was at 426. Now it's at 736. About 41 states have reported cases, including the District of Columbia. Mumps is a viral illness that is preventable just like measles. It's in the MMR, the measles, the mumps, and the rubella virus. Mumps is spread through saliva, mucus, when you cough, sneeze, talk, very easy to spread. If you touch an item or surface and then pick it up, usually we'll see outbreaks in younger individuals that are in kind of close contact with each other, like colleges, etc. And you start getting a fever, then you get a headache, you get muscle aches, you can have loss of appetite, you can be tired. But you got these swollen glands under the ears that are really tender. Now, not everybody has symptoms. Some will shed the virus or shed it, S-H-E-D, shed, without knowing. And then some will get the big, huge, swollen lymph glands. So the best way to prevent it is a vaccine. Vaccine is about 88% effective when two doses are given. Now, a couple years ago, the CDC recommended a third booster. I don't know if anybody's still doing that now. Before the U.S. Mumps vaccination program started in 67, they said 186,000 cases were reported every year. But they think the cases were higher because not everybody would report it. You know, in the 60s, not everybody went to the doctor. So moms would look at their kid going, ah, yeah, you got the mumps. All right, stay home from school. And that'd be it. So since the two MMR dose vaccination program introduced in 89, mumps cases decreased by more than 99%. Only a few hundred cases reported in most years. But since 2006, we start to see a spike. In 2018, there were over 2,000 cases of mumps. You know, we're making a real, real big deal about measles, which we should. But we have mumps rising. We have hepatitis A. More cases of hepatitis A than measles thus far this year. Lot of viral illnesses, outbreaks. We're hearing a lot more about the measles because it's gotten political, as does everything. It's gotten a lot of news. Somebody wants to make a statement. But I found it very, very interesting that a couple of years ago, the CDC had to say, look, guys, get a third shot, which implied that people were vaccinated and coming down with mumps. The one thing I keep harping on, and I'm not going to stop harping on, and I'm pro-vaccine, don't misconstrue what I'm about to say as my being anti-vaccine. I'm very, very pro-vaccine. But what I want and I demand to know, not only as a doctor, but as a parent, is how many of these cases of measles or mumps or hepatitis A or flu happened in vaccinated individuals. You can all day long harp about how being an anti-vaxxer is bad. And you can make fun of the anti-vaxxers and do all that, but you are not educating the public unless you actually tell us how many people were vaccinated and still came down with the disease. Because we will never control these infectious agents if we ignore that possibility. When you stick your head in the sand and go, well, they didn't vaccinate, so that's why. Meanwhile, you have vaccinated individuals still getting sick. Somebody needs to take a look at the virus and go, are we making a more mutated form, a more virulent form? Now, mind you, an unvaccinated population can perpetuate a pathogen, allowing it to get stronger and infect a vaccinated individual. So that's why a lot of healthcare professionals are allowing this crucifixion of anti-vaxxers, unfortunately, because they say, well, if somebody's vaccinated getting the disease, you still can technically blame an anti-vaxxer. But I don't want blame game here, okay? I want science. True. Unvaccinated people can spread disease, absolutely. But if we have a weak vaccine program, meaning the vaccine we're given isn't strong enough to fight a 2019 virus. Somebody needs to get ahead of that. That conversation has to be made, and somebody has to move forward. Now, maybe it is. Maybe, and some of these pharmaceutical companies are like, all right, guys, you know how they're talking about the measles crisis and all that? Well, basically, it's happening to vaccinated people. So it looks like we need to up our game with the vaccine. Looks like the vaccine isn't strong enough. I mean, fine. If you don't want to say that in public, hope to God you're saying that in private and making a stronger vaccine. But let's say a virus decides to get stronger, like the flu or something. It could wipe out a population. Meanwhile, you're sitting there holding your vaccination card, but I was vaccinated. Having a false sense of security, having been vaccinated, when there's a deadlier strain, is deadly. And as a doctor, I just want the facts. I don't need the politics. I'm still going to support the vaccine movement. I'm board certified, a fellow of the AAFP. I am pro-vaccine. But put the whole political propaganda aside and tell us what the hell is really going on. If vaccinated individuals are getting sick, then we got a more serious strain or we have a weak vaccine. We need to then, you know, we need to then beef up the vaccine or we need to figure out, you know, what we're dealing with, what pathogen we're dealing with. I mean, look at this polio-like illness. You have these kids becoming paralyzed, and we're not seeing the number of cases in the news, but, I mean, parents were speaking out going, why isn't anybody talking about this? That paralyzing-like, polio-like illness that wasn't polio. These were kids vaccinated against polio, but they're becoming paralyzed by this new virus. Then what the hell is this virus? Can somebody figure it out? Can we start making a vaccine for this? So, you know, I commend people trying to do good and, you know, protect the, protect society and try to encourage herd immunity. And I get how sometimes you have to get a little political to get something done and save lives. I get that. But some of the misinformation and some of this fake news may actually be the people that are accusing others of doing the fake news. And if you don't tell us how many vaccinated individuals are getting sick, and you just put out an article saying anti-vaxxers are spreading measles and spreading mumps, that's fake news. Tell us, even if it's 2%. And then let us figure out why that percentage is coming down with the disease if they're vaccinated. Because I'm vaccinated. My kids are vaccinated. We're vaccinated, everybody. How can we tell them they're not going to get the disease? 1-877-DOT-DELLY.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.